Here.
May I proceed?
Yeah, this would have been documentation from the previous bid.
Okay, and I'd like to.
That we're servicing at the moment, yeah.
Okay, I'd like to direct your attention to section seven.
Yep.
And that's the part about award.
Right, now, you know, this was the standard language that you would have seen in previous GPA contracts where it literally is, oh, what, a paragraph or so describing the award by plan.
Okay, and it differed from the award language in the current?
Oh, yeah, when you look at 2.13, I believe that's the correct reference on the new contract, yeah, it's a sentence or two. As compared, you know, it's a sentence or two, very brief. And again, I think the most important part for us is that as you're going through these bid processes and you're going through the documentation and it's giving you instructions and those instructions build on what you're expected to do. And the last instruction, and that's what was key to us, the last instruction, 4.3, was overall lowest price, okay? So that's what we're going to evaluate the bids on. Bundling these up, who gives us the best aggregate overall lowest price? And it, to us, it's just that's the crux. It's that simple.
Okay. I'd like you to address a point that Council Botha raised in his opening argument about the attending the pre-bid conference and the amendments. Did you attend the pre-bid conference?
Oh, absolutely.
Did you ever, was there any issue that you thought needed to be clarified with GPA on this point?
Well, at the pre-bid conference, it's just dead simple. We get really good instructions, and one of the instructions was you can't ask a question. All questions have to be put in writing. So at the pre-bid conference, it doesn't matter what you ask. It's more about how is the process going to take place, when is it going to take place, and what's expected, okay? And that's it. You can't, there's no questions or interaction at that point.
I mean, prior to the agency protest being filed against the GPA, was there any question in your mind about whether or not the bid was going to be awarded on an overall basis or was it going to be awarded per plan?
And that's what, you know, again, with my group, and they're pretty experienced in this, you know, we didn't need to think we needed to ask the questions because we thought it was relatively clear. Yep. Right there, overall price, great.
And what is the price difference between the mobile and the IP&E price for Tenjo?
11 cents.
And how much does that result in a yearly difference in price for the Tenjo plan?
$200,000, roughly.
And what about the other plants? What are you able to tell the OPA what the difference is between those prices?
Right there. Yep, off the top of memory, you're going to have 0.8 cents at two of the plants, and then you're going to have 2.8 cents at the other two plants. Okay. Aggregate numbers, I think $1,600 a year difference, $4,200 a year difference. And then that one was 42 and 28, which pulls together to $76,000 that they reference. Okay, mm-hmm. When you cherry pick or selectively pick those plants. Mm-hmm. Okay, when you go on an overall basis, we're $147,600 less than our competitor was.
Okay, and what was the difference on between prices on the Tenjo plant again?
11, I think it's 11.2 cents.
And the overall contract value difference based on the estimated volumes?
For that particular plant,
yeah.
$200,000. Okay. So, we, you know, so $200,000 savings. That flat, you know, it would have been.
Okay. I think we covered everything, but is there anything else that you would like to put on the procurement record?
No, other than it. Again, it just comes back to the way these bids are put together. You know, if it's confusing language, okay, so be it. You know, unfortunate language, whatever you want to call it. But at the same time, when you're going through these bids, you're building, okay, what do I have to do? What do I have to do? What do I have to do? The last instruction we had said that the overall price is going to win this bid, okay? And that's how we structured our bid. So if it's an overall price, you divide it back, there's an individual price per plant, and that price is flat. And that is exactly what the instructions were, and that's what we did.
To the best of your understanding, is there any benefit to be gained by dealing with one contractor as opposed to two suppliers?
Oh, certainly on the back side of it, when you're working with accounting and you're working with single billing and single supply and organizing at operational level, we believe so.
Okay, and currently for the ongoing contract, IP&E is the sole supplier?
At the moment, yes.
Thank you, Mr. Keller. I have no further questions.
Just one quick question, Mr. Keller.
Sure.
Where is Pinto Vista again? I didn't quite get the location.
Remember the old Garco refinery?
Yeah, on the way to just past.
You go down to Agate and up the hill there.
All right.
So
I bike around there.
Yeah, have a bike up there. It's an interesting. So what you do, you turn in, and it's the old Gorko, which is now the TriStar Gates.
Okay.
It is literally right outside.
Okay.
So it's right out there. And what's happened is that as you travel down there past the old IECO facility, and you go over the bridge, which is half collapsed. Now, there's been engineers in there who said, okay, you can do that.
If I turn left where Naval Station is, and then before I get to the next Mobile gas station, that's where
You'll see a sign out there that says TriStar.
Okay.
And
what is Resco plant?
Yeah. And is it open to the public?
GPO would be no expense, but you can just see it right there.
Not the plant itself, but you can go there, but you can't go into the plant because it is gated.
It's gated.
Yes.
Okay. Because I do bike in that area, and I was just wondering if I could just bike in just to see it.
Oh, you could.
You can see it from the top. Yeah, it's gated. You can't go.
But it's a real small, it's a smaller facility, and it's real close. So the fence and the plant itself is real close.
And I apologize. It's still fresh in my memory, I'll forget. And you stated earlier in your opening comments that this one is because of that location, the access is not as easy, or is not as simple to unload the fuel as it is. The other four locations.
True. And what IP&E does is that every location that we deliver to, every location, no matter what the customer, we actually have a written delivery plan and a risk profile plan that goes along with that site. So the drivers know where they're going and what risks are involved in that. And this is actually, it's deemed a higher risk site than delivering to a retail site for sure. Because of hills and backing and all the procedures that you have to do to deliver to.
And I noticed that Tendo is the one, the biggest volume. The fast track is located where?
Tendo Vista is a fast track.
No. The description, the one five locations.
Out at Meningen Hills, okay, that'd be one of the fast tracks.
Can we just go back to your page 52?
Okay. Yep.
The Daddy Do and CT, where is that located?
Just past the Weising Song intersections.
So that's
the
easier.
Oh, just right down Marine Drive, you pull in, you plug in, and you go. Yeah.
Okay, and the fast track that is next for another million. Because Tento Vista is 2 million, Dedido CT is 1.5. Then it says fast track in your own.
Yeah, Meningen, again, you drive out to Meningen. And it's,
Where is Meningen?
The Leo Palace.
Oh, okay. And so you go up, you turn right to Ordot.
If you come back in, you get it two ways. If you come back in by the Carabao there in.
Jodonia? Okay.
Yeah, so you go down that way. Uh-huh. You know, it's just easy roads. Go down that way, hit the plant, plug in, and go.
But where? Because beyond the back road to there is kind of rough, so that's where I'm trying to.
Well, if you come in through,
if you come in through
the golf course side, there's a rough section of road. But if you come in through the Joni side, you go into the Joni side, you turn, you go down, and it's the first left hand turn. You hop on that road. and you just come around the corner and there's the plant. So it's not bad at all.
So it's on a paved road?
The very end of it has is dirt, but it's fine. It's serviceable.
We've had bike races. It's going through the Carroll.
Yeah.
And for the life of me, I don't know where the
It's sort of kind of hid, but the roads are good to get to it. So,
okay.
Yeah. And then Timmins is right part of the main plant down there. It's the combustion turbine. It's right there. So you just pull in off of Cavers Road. You just pull in, service that, and away you go.
So I apologize again. You said of these, Tendo is the riskiest.
Yep.
Which one is the next riskiest?
Oh, we've got the other three or the other four on the same risk profile.
I just see.
At a low risk, easy to service.
Okay, so it's only Tendo.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much for that clarification.
Okay, just a housekeeping matter here. All right, so tab 28, page 52, the procurement record, which the witness testified to. Mr. Carr, do you have a spare copy of that?
Just from the record.
Yeah, we're going to have to make a copy of that. Mark that as Exhibit 1, and your exhibits are supposed to be sequentially numbered. The second part document that you referred to was Exhibit 8 to what?
It was to our reply brief. I believe it's still the witness. My apologies. In the federal practice, we just kind of refer to.
We have a copy machine here, so we can copy those.
It's the protest and response to agency report.
Okay. So you're only referring to Exhibit A of that report, right?
Yes.
Not the whole report. Okay, so that portion that you were referring to, or had the witness refer to, will be marked as Exhibit 2. Okay. Further. Do any of the parties, as another housekeeping matter, have any witnesses that are present in the room? Are they actually present in the room?
Yes.
Mr. Johnson and Mr. Botha?
They're all present.
Okay, I'm going to ask that the witnesses leave the room. Okay. Maybe escorted to the witness area. Okay.
Who's going to be the next
witness? I state that only because they started walking in towards the middle.
Who will be the next witness? Mr. Carr, who will be your next witness?
Oh, that's it for us here.
Okay. So
okay, well, no, we still have their cross-examination.
Okay, yes. All right, okay.
I'm going to ask that the other party witnesses be brought to the witness file, your witness area. Unless you're an institutional representative.
Yeah, you can
say. Actually, there's one issue. Anthony Wenceslao is here. He's on our witness list. We're not intending to call him today, though. Is it okay if he just stays as an institution?
Are you intending to call him at some point in the proceeding?
No, not in this proceeding.
Okay. So, Mr.
Wenceslao? At this point, it could just be an observer. He's not going to testify.
Okay. Are any of the other parties planning on calling Mr. Wenceslao from Mobile? No? Okay, Mr. Wenceslao, you can stay. Okay. Go. Okay, now those housekeeping matters done.
No, he's institutional. He can stay.
Yeah. Okay. Mr. Botha, you may conduct your cross-examination of Mr. Kelly.
Yes, thank you. Mr. Keller, I think you sort of said that the pre-bid conference is, you don't ask any questions, right? I think you said, well, here's the process, what's expected, and how's it going to go forward? Does that also include that, you know, whatever questions the proponents may have, they have to put in writing? Was that part of the instructions that you were given at the pre-bid conference?
Yes.
And did you, in fact, participate in those different amendments? Or certainly review the work prepared by folks who work for you in Amendments 2 through 7?
Yes.
Okay. And so you, IPNE, whoever on behalf of that, certainly did ask questions regarding GPE about the fuel specs and other issues. Is that
yep.
Correct? So, had you thought that there was an issue or whatever, you certainly had the opportunity to clarify with GPA whether there was a difference between 2.13 and section 4.3. Is that correct?
Yes.
And 2.13 in the same, that you're quoting from the Exhibit A, which is part of your thing, literally there's I guess, one or two pages apart. The 2.13, where it says the contract will be awarded in whole or per plant location, did you see any ambiguity in that section?
The way we read it is that we read that and we said, okay, we have to put in a price per plant. That's what we read. Okay, and that's what we did. Then later on in the instructions, it was clear to us that in 4.3, that it was going to be an overall. Yes, I have to bid by plant. I just can't put in one price that says GPA gets MOPS plus 22 for everything. I got to put it in at base load. I got to put it in at five different locations. Understood that. And then it's going to be awarded on the overall basis, flat price. That's the way we did it.
But at no time did you ask for clarification?
No, because to us it was clear.
Now, you do agree, however, that awarding it on a per plant location, that it is cheaper to GPA for, I think as you said, you noticed that it was per year, mind you, 1,600, 42,000, 28,000, 4,800. You would agree that that sums up to 76,400 a year?
Yes.
And I guess 229,200 over the 3-year period. So from GPA's perspective, that is cheaper to GPA than.
But that's not the way that it was should have been awarded. Okay, well, we were $147,600 cheaper than our competitor on an aggregate basis. That's the number we got to focus in on. Well, if you cherry pick this, sure, you're going to end up getting that.
Okay, but that's not the question I'm asking you. On a per plant basis, you do agree that it's cheaper for GPA.
Right.
And 76,000 a year is your decimal.
But it shouldn't have been awarded that way. That's the key. Regardless if it's cheaper, it should not have been awarded that way. That's our, and that's the crux of our argument.
Well, that's certainly your opinion. You're welcome to that. But facts are clear also. And on a per plant basis, I mean,
it's cheaper to GPA. Please ask the witness a question, Mr. Keller. Or if you ask a question, please answer.
Sure.
Okay.
Now, Mr. Keller, I think you've also testified that you've been involved in assisting IP&E in different capacities, as well as their predecessor, Shell, for the last 20 years.
Oh, more than, yeah.
More than 20 years. And in your course of that, in determining the other bids, you are aware that GPA has awarded in per plant location in different years.
Okay.
And so at that point, I guess you bid some plants you won, some plants you lost, right?
Predominantly won, yep.
Well, I mean, if we want to look at the source analysis, I mean, it's clear that both, other than the last bid, Mobil and Shell, the IP&E predecessor, did get different locations.
Several, yeah, bids ago, yeah.
Mr. Johnson, you may cross-examine the witness.
Thank you. I believe it was your testimony just now that after reading 2.13, where it says per plant location, you took that to mean that's how you should enter in the bid.
Yeah, technically we need to enter in a price for each one of the plants.
Well, I can give you an opportunity to look at this if you like. This is section 2.13. Would you like to take a look?
I don't think I need to, but anyway, yeah, sure.
Well, it's on page 877 of that record, though, too, if you want to flip to it.
Mr. Johnson, do you have an exhibit?
It's part of the record. I don't have any copies of it right now.
It's part of it. Like I said, because we have to keep a, it's also preserve the record and essentially once again for the parties. That was the purpose requiring you to submit an exhibit list, so we clearly identified the exhibits that you were going to present to the witnesses during their testimony. I know that we have, if we were to create a transcript of this, for example, we can't interpose the entire 1,000 some odd pages of procurement record into it.
Yes, sir.
In any event, what exactly do you have the witness look at?
Yes, sir, and this is strictly for the purpose of rebuttal. I didn't have a chance to depose.
So that's fine, but what exactly do you have to look at?
It's on page 877.
Should be right there. He's quite spoke to manipulate.
So page 877?
Yes.
What tab? Other procurement records?
Tab 2.
Tab 2, okay. You want to identify this as interested parties exhibit A, which is a sequential small letters of the alphabet.
Okay. We can take a moment to review section 2.13. Is there anything in there that explicitly says this is how you should fill out your bid?
No. But it does clearly say that we're going to be, you need to put in a per plant bid.
The beginning of it says the contract will be awarded in whole or per plant location. Is that what it says?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, and sorry, Your Honor, there's another portion I'd like to look at, though, too.
Is that?
It's page 978 to 983. It's on the same tab, tab 2.
Okay, so I'll identify that as exhibit small letter.
Thank you. This is the bid price proposal form, is that correct? Mr. Keller?
It's part of the it's part of the makeup, sure.
Okay. And it goes on until about page 983, right?
Where's the next tab? So in tab 1 would be 990.
Sorry. The form itself, though, page 983 goes on to B5, and this is the 10-year lease to plant.
Okay, I'm lost. So you're going to have to help me.
Okay, sure. Let's just walk through this then. On page 978.
Right.
At the bottom, there's a table that says A1 baseload plants, correct?
Not
978.
Oh, 978. Let me get back to 978. Sorry. Let me wheel back there. Okay, so are we on? Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
There's a table there and it specifies A1 baseload plants, right?
Yep.
And in there are separate blocks to put in bid numbers.
Yeah.
And on the next page, there's a table that says A2, Dedido diesel and CT plants.
Yeah.
And there's a separate table in which to indicate bid numbers for those plants.
Right.
And the same goes for A3 on the same page for fast tracks.
Yeah.
And the same goes for the Temis CT plants.
Yes.
Yeah. And then the next, and at the bottom of page 980, the Tenjo Vista plant.
Yes. Yeah.
So there isn't just one line that indicates what the overall bid should be, is there?
There's one line instructing what the overall bid should be.
Well, that's not my question, though. In the bid form, there isn't just one line that asks you to input one number, which is what the overall bid will be.
No.
It breaks it down per plant location.
Yes.
Okay. Now, during your testimony, too, you mentioned that the Tenjo Vista plant in particular was more difficult to provide fuel to.
True.
It's more dangerous, as you said.
True.
It has a higher risk factor.
True.
Because of certain things like the road that it's not maintained, and there's a bridge there.
True. Okay.
When you filled out this form for each plant, you filled out the same number for each plant, correct?
Yes.
You didn't indicate a different price for the Tenjo Vista plant, did you?
No.
You could have, couldn't you?
Sure.
But you didn't. have no further questions.
Mr. Greer, do you have any redirect?
Just one. And you used the same price in all of those forms because IPNE provided a weighted average?
Exactly.
No further questions.
Mr. Keller, I just had one question. I wanted to clarify something you stated earlier on your very first direct examination. You say overall, with your aggregate price that you came up with, that IPNE was cheaper?
Yes.
Than mobile?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you have any other redirect or recross?
Just one, and I just wanted to make it clear because I'm getting a little old and my memory's fading some. Just to make it clear, Mr. Keller, would it be fair to say that the price of Tensure would have been higher had you not used a weighted average?
Yes.
Do you have any approximation what that price would have been?
I ran it back through our models, and again, it's just a risk profile model when you go to plant specific instead of an aggregate number. We would have come up, a little less. We'd have gone up about 9 cents, and then the rest of the plants would have come down. And by doing that math, of course, it, you know, water under the bridge at this point, but doing that math, it would have been, we'd have been lower on all the plants easily.
Nothing further. Thank you.
Okay, recrops. None. Okay. Mr. Keller, excuse me as a witness.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. Oh,
who will be the next witness?
Mr. Rages from GP
Rages.
Okay, so we don't. Unless, you want me to go in?
The people downstairs, and we needed to get them ready.
Okay.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Okay, we'll just proceed forward. Do you want to take a 5-minute break before we
next witness? Okay. We're off the record at 9:55.
Thank you. Sorry.